foiled.
Be so good as to amplify that statement.
The operation failed. Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes? That name has been heard far too often at this table of late. How many levels were involved?
Six, Professor, and all the upward connections untraceable. We are perfectly secure.
Let us hope so, Mr. Epstein. For all our sakes.
Seven groups of men in all, with a sergeant in charge of each. Final details to be given out on Monday, just before we move. I reckon we can pick up the whole of level three before they know what's hitting them.
And the high table?
Myself, two sergeants, two dozen men. Broken up into groups of three and four, and arriving separately in unmarked vehicles. They should have no warning at all.
Are you absolutely certain of this?
It comes straight from one of Patterson's men.
Patterson should choose his underlings with more care. I expected better of him.
Does the man have any idea that this information will get to us?
Do you really have so low an opinion of my people, Moran? Well, as far as he was concerned, he was just boasting to a common tart. Besides, the girl's an expert. She made quite sure he forgot about it as soon as the words were out.
He has no suspicions.
He thinks she's been hanging around him because she likes him. Big, strong man, exciting job, you know the line. He swallowed it completely. Typical male arrogance.
You may give the girl a bonus. 10 guineas.
I already have.
They have the names of everybody on level three.
That's what he said. I take it that Holmes is behind this.
Undoubtedly.
I thought you had him in check.
I did. Every move he's made against us has been blocked. Until now.
Are we in any danger?
Not yet. But Mr. Holmes must be dissuaded from pursuing this business any further.
Forgive me. I did not hear your knock.
You have less cranial development than I should have expected. It is a dangerous habit to finger loaded firearms in the pocket of one's dressing gown. You evidently do not know me.
On the contrary, I think it's fairly evident that I do. I can spare you 5 minutes, if you have anything to say.
All that I have to say has already crossed your mind.
Then possibly my answer has crossed yours.
You stand fast?
Absolutely. Now be so good as to keep both hands in sight.
My dear Mr. Holmes, I have not yet discovered a way of disposing of my adversaries with my memorandum book. With your permission?
By all means.
Thank you. You crossed my path on the 4th of January. On the 23rd, you incommoded me. By the middle of February, I was seriously inconvenienced by you. At the end of March, I was absolutely hampered in my plans. And now, at the close of April, I find that I am in such a position, through your continual persecution, that I'm in positive danger of losing my liberty. The situation is becoming an impossible one.
Have you any suggestion to make?
You must drop it, Mr. Holmes. You really must, you know.
You cannot expect me to agree to that.
A man of your intelligence must see that there can be but one outcome to this affair. It is necessary that you should withdraw. It has been an intellectual treat to see the way you've grappled with this business, and it would be a grief to me if I were forced to take any extreme measure. Oh, you smile, sir, but I assure you that it really would.
Danger is part of my trade.
This is not danger. This is inevitable destruction. You must stand clear, Mr. Holmes, or be trodden underfoot.
I am afraid that in the pleasure of this conversation, I am neglecting business of importance which awaits me elsewhere.